Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Raheemy Harrison Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
How many bottles of champagne have you used here today?
Probably more than 10, and I learned that with champagne, instead of drinking it, you should absorb it with your skin. It feels better.
Yeah, you got that yummy, yummy, yummy.
Triano was cooking. That was Taylor McGregor with Edwin Stansberry, Shona Imanaga's translator, and Shona at the end with the endorsement. Yummy. That was from, of course, the Cubs clinching in the playoffs. That was back when they beat Pittsburgh to clinch and then move on to Cincinnati. This is Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. We join you live, getting you ready for Game 2 of the Cubs and Padres series here at Gallagher Way. There's a big crowd building in. If it is anything like yesterday's group, we are in for a fun time as far as the crowd in the stands.
Bears.
They will celebrate.
Yeah. Yep, thank
People
you.
Are saying Bears to Mark Grody.
Yep, thank you.
A time is being had. We heard Drew Pomeranz refer to it earlier with Bruce Levine in our last segment. Bruce interviewed Drew for our show. And Bruce asked him about the concept of pitching only one inning to give way to somebody else, like, say, what we expect to happen today with Andrew Kittredge and then Shota Imanaga. Shota, unfortunately, has an ERA that is over 7 now in the first inning at 7:20, so I feel like it's not the plan. It was probably not the initial plan to have Shota Imanaga, your opening day starter, kind of get the same concept in this game as what we saw with Ben Brown earlier in the season. But the results are probably going to be a little more consistent, knowing that Shota is the guy who's next. Is it confirmed? No. But do we all kind of suspect that's what's happening? Yes. Tommy Hotovy, the Cubs pitching coach, was on this morning with Mully and Haw talking about the plan for Shota and how they would like to execute this.
My job in that role is to make it as normal as possible, so find ways to correlate it to things he's already done. So he pitched in the WBC out of the bullpen.
Right.
So that was some pretty high leverage moments that he had to come out of the bullpen. He also pitched in the All-Star game last year out of the bullpen. So the other thing for me is the way I explained it to him basically yesterday was like, this is like a road game. On the road, you warm up before the game, and then you go in and you sit down while your team is hitting. And I want him today to kind of treat it that way. You know, warm up before the game, be ready to go, and then whenever that his name's called, then he just gets up and he's ready to go in the game. That's what they do. Starters do that on the road every single day. It's really no different than coming in early in the game.
I like how he simplifies it. That's what Tommy Hotovy is so good at. And Marshall, you brought it up earlier, yes, during our previous segment.
I think that the main thing is, if they've had this, obviously, this wasn't a yesterday decision. This is something they probably went into the postseason saying, this is what we're going to do with Shota Imanaga due to his struggles and due to what this Padres lineup looks like, specifically missing those top three guys. And then you can do things through the lineup really 2 2/3 times before you have to see them for a third time, if possible. I like the way that he made it relatable to us, how he's relating it to Shota, that, hey, this isn't as abnormal as maybe we all think it is off the top. That was a perfect explanation.
Yeah, and, you know, Layla, you mentioned it, that Chota has a 7.20 ERA in the first inning. And also, just to add to that, a 5.08 first time through the lineup. And he was bad in his most recent start against the Mets. So, quite frankly, while every time an opener is put in during the regular season, we all debate whether it's, you know, the right thing to do. This, as unideal as it feels, because you want one of your aces. What's going on? Dion and the Shark walking around. What's up, you guys?
Have a good game today.
I think in this case, like, it could not be more ideal to have the opener and give Shota a try. And Marshall, I know you're looking at me a little bit, I think... Yes, your guy, your hero, Craig Counsell, will be watching everything that Shota does. Every hard hit ball will be taken into account in this one. Every fly ball to the warning track will be taken into account. Who that guy is, who the electricity is coming out of the bullpen. After that, again, the mystery. Could it be Palencia again? Could he be that guy once again?
No, that's not interesting. After 5 outs.
That's a lot of miles on the arms. Yeah, he did have the 5 outs yesterday.
No, I'm talking about after Shota.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm saying
still.
Today to pitch back-to-back days after pitching an inning and two-thirds yesterday, I think that's asking a bit much.
Okay, well, fair enough.
Craig Counsell was asked about this just moments ago, so let's hear what he had to say about the risk of using an opener during a playoff game.
We're going to be prepared for whatever happens next. So, we'll have all players prepared for what could happen. Yeah, is it something different for if Shota does it? Is it something different? Yes, it's something different. Yeah, and then that's part of we understand that, and it's something there's risk in every other things too. So we're just the choice we're making.
Well, that different. Doesn't make me feel any better.
Why did that just pump the brakes on my complete not? To say I have a lack of confidence in Craig Counsell, but he didn't sound confident talking about it.
Well, because
it's going to be something different.
Because this isn't the typical plan. It's not. If it were, it would happen more often. And frankly, it doesn't. It's what you do. And the argument will always be, well, okay, the Dodgers had a bullpen game in the World Series. The Dodgers also have Shohei Ohtani. You know, you have to apply the scenario to who is in front of you on your team. This is who you're working with. This is the talent, and this is what you're dealing with. Is it something that you want to keep doing? Probably not. But is it the best use of your best people right now that you have available? Probably.
Best case scenario is that Shota Imanaga goes out here, does a good job, and now we go back to him being a straight-up starter in his next start, if there is a next start for him this postseason.
I don't know, because Imanaga hasn't been used like this before. So would you rather have this, Mark's watching a lot of The Office. Do you want a snip, snap situation, or do you want it to be consistent? Is this just how you deploy him from here on out in the playoffs once you move forward? That's a question I think that deserves to be asked.
And dare I ask this? I don't know if I want to
I'm
ask
scared.
This.
No,
but
go
I'm
ahead.
Just thinking about all of the possibilities. Like, if there is a game, if there's a game tomorrow... Are we talking about a Tyone situation?
Yeah, it's definitely
yes.
Tyone. Okay. It's definitely Tyone.
Okay, so Tyone's in your back pocket for tomorrow. We know that Brad Keller, I assume Brad Keller is the closer today, right? There's really not a better option?
Because Kittredge is pitching the first.
Right.
Yes, Brad Keller would definitely be the guy.
Kittredge and back. Palencia threw five yesterday.
Yeah, so
five outs at what?
You're
anyway.
Not going to have Kittredge for the eighth like you did yesterday. You're not going to have Daniel Palencia, I don't think. I think you guys are right about the pitches for the fifth. So there is some mystery going in today as well. And he said, as Craig said, something different.
You have Ray. You have Savali.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the Colin Ray.
Soroka.
Love that you brought up Colin Ray.
You've got Soroka.
Mm-hmm.
Because things went so well yesterday, he has all the options that in a perfect situation he was going to have.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter
bullets.
Of what is it that he needs to keep in the reserve for tomorrow. Because anyone who pitched yesterday, if you pitch him today, they can't pitch tomorrow.
Yeah, and the other thing is, too, is you better move it through inning number one. Like, that's the other part. You don't want to put too many miles on Andrew Kittredge's arm either. So
do what you're told to do.
Not to point out the obvious here, but let's start with the starter, so to speak.
if Kittredge can't get through the first inning because he runs into trouble with those top of the order, they will have another bullpen arm, maybe a Soroka or somebody who would finish that. They're not bringing in Shota Imanaga in a dirty inning.
Soroka would feel like the option at that point. I don't know about Savali.
Now, Savali, because Savali's another guy who he can throw three innings for you easily. So if he's available, that's kind of my expectation for him because that's how they've deployed him.
Yeah. I mean, he can give you that. He can give you length, which is what the Cubs might need today.
But for me, too, I hate the fact that, number one, I'm talking about Ben Brown in a derogatory way when I bring it up, but I feel like he was the template for this concept here. The first inning being such a bugaboo for guys that you really wanted to depend on. Let's go back to even game one against the Dodgers. Who were the pitchers used in that game? Shota Imanaga and Ben Brown. You know, I'm not trying to draw all these storylines here, but this isn't what you wanted. Does that mean it can't work? No.
No,
that's how I feel about it.
I think it can work, and I think ultimately it will work. I think Imanaga's probably going to give up two or three runs, but you knew you were going to have to score, as we agreed on, five runs or so to get through this game with a dub and to avoid a game three, which they want to badly do. Because if you avoid a game three, so much more is set up for the next series. And if you don't, now you're thinking the season could be over tomorrow.
Well, even think about the results of yesterday. Like, are the results of yesterday acceptable? If like, say you're in the same situation where your offense hasn't scored, and then it's left to the fifth inning. Do you feel as good about your chances knowing the body of work that the Padres have put together?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I was just going to say, I would really like to see the Cubs score in their first at-bat in this game. Jump out to a 2-0. Like, Lele, I think you asked the question in the open segment, how were we feeling when it was 1-0? My feeling was, are they going to lose this game 1-0? Because the game was just, the pace was fast. You were getting closer to the San Diego bullpen, which, you know, is the way we've built it up, like the deadliest thing ever. It's the, you know, like, so it was scary. Like, and the Cubs just had 2 1-0 losses in Cincinnati. I was like, please don't make this 1-0. Please don't make this the Marlins series. Please don't make this the Colorado game in 20. Because that's the way it was.
No, the Colorado game is the worst.
It was
the absolute worst.
Sorry, not sorry for that going through my head. I think it was fair that was going through my brain based on recent history and then the history from the playoffs, which you could take in or not. I don't care if you take in my silliness when I give you guys these history lessons.
If only we knew somebody who could talk about the history and baseball and the vibes and scenarios. Oh,
sick.
Well, we just found out we've got a guy who knows a thing or two about Cubs playoff baseball, too. He threw out the first pitch yesterday. Jake Arrieta will join us next.
What?
Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.